Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards, Executive Director here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. One of the themes of the Old Testament, in fact, one of the themes of all of Scripture, one of the themes of salvation history, is that mankind remembers. Our job is to remember the good things of God, to understand and receive and respond to the work that God has done and is doing and will do. We see in the Old Testament, the entire Jewish faith was built around this remembrance. In fact, if you look at the Passover ceremony that's still celebrated today by Jewish people around the world, that it's all about remembering the work of salvation that God has accomplished. Remember, remember, remember. At every key moment in the Old Testament, it seems that there was this invitation to remember the salvific work of God for the Israelite people. Likewise, in Acts of the Apostles, one of the things that strikes me most beautifully about the Acts of the Apostles is how we see Paul's experience of encounter with Jesus, and then consistently throughout his letters, he recalls and remembers and represents his testimony. Why? Because when we share a testimony about the good work that God has done, it reminds us of who God is, of who we are in relationship with him, and it's an invitation for God to do again what he has done in us. Our testimony is an invitation for God to act. Today, we see in Psalm 78 a reflection on the central mystery of the Christian faith, the crucifixion of our Lord, right? It can't be disconnected from the events that follow in the resurrection, but the crucifixion of our Lord, it's the story that we as Christians remember. And today from Psalm 78, we have opportunity to reflect on these moments. We pray the words, "Do not forget the works of the Lord." And let that be the chorus of our heart today. Do not forget the works of the Lord. "Hearken, my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter mysteries from of old." Do not forget the works of the Lord. "While he slew them, they sought him and inquired after God again, remembering that God was their rock and the Most High God their Redeemer." Do not forget the works of the Lord. "But they flattered him with their mouths, and they lied to him with their tongues. Though their hearts were not steadfast toward him, nor were they faithful to his covenant. Do not forget the works of the Lord. But he, being merciful, forgave their sin and destroyed them not. Often he turned back his anger, and let none of his wrath be roused." Do not forget the works of the Lord. These words remind us of that central mystery of our Christian faith, right? That though we were undeserving, we didn't merit our own redemption, that God came and in his goodness and in his abundant mercy, he was our Redeemer, right? I often think that in today's world, in today's society, you know, working in youth ministry, video game culture has inspired us to this place of an achievement-based mentality where we work and we work and we work to be credited achievements or recognitions or tokens or awards, right? Our salvation is not a token or an achievement or an award. In fact, you know, thanks be to God that we are not held accountable for our own salvation. Else I think we'd be in pretty bad shape. But God seeks us. Even when we're undeserving, he is our rock, our redeemer, our victory in war. In his mercy, he forgives sin and destroys us not, though we may, in fact, be deserving. God, today, we pray that you'd bring us into closer relationship with you. Remind us of the mystery of your holy cross and your sacrifice there that bought for us so great a redemption. Thanks for joining us for your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.